flowers, blooming like a red rose, growing over sweet baby. But I think when I walk in the morning sunshine, sunshine daydreams, sunshine.
Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4.
She got everything she needs. She's an artist. She don't look bad. She got everything she needs. She's an artist. She don't look bad. She can take the dark out of the nighttime, paint the daytime black.
You'll start out standing, proud to steal her anything she sees. You'll start out standing, proud to steal her anything she sees. You wind up peeking through a keyhole, down upon your knees.
Well, she never stumbled, got no place to fall. She never stumbled, got no place to fall. She's nobody's child, law can't touch her at all.
Before she speaks, she wears an Egyptian ring, sparkles before she speaks. She's a hypnotist collector, you are a walking antique.
Bow down to her on Sunday. Salute her when her birthday comes. Bow down to her on Sunday. Salute her when her birthday comes. For Halloween, give her a trumpet. For Christmas, give her a drum. She got everything she needs. She's an artist. She don't look back. She got everything she needs. She's an artist. She don't look back. She can take the dark out of the nighttime. Paint the daytime black. She can take the dark out of the nighttime. Paint the daytime black.
KZE. This is Covered in Dead. I'm Denise Perrant, and I thank you, friends, for tuning in. I couldn't stop at 2 weeks of a Bobby Weir tribute. I needed one more week, and if I'm going to be honest, it might take longer than that. I appreciate you all letting me stray from the usual format, and I appreciate very much you joining me in this celebration of Bobby Weir, his life, and his music. We heard Sugar Magnolia by the good old Grateful Dead, performed Vineta, Oregon, 8/27/72. That was a smoking version. I'm very happy I chose that one. There were a few, but I just tend to love the Donna Jean, Bobby Weir parts for the Sunshine Daydream part of the song. So I chose that one. And then after that, we heard Jerry and Bob and Phil doing a cover of She Belongs to Me, which is a Bob Dylan song. That was recorded on Long Island in 1990, trying to get the exact locations of everything. But I'm looking at 32890 on Long Island, which I know is a big island and many places. So that's the information I have for you on that one, friends. I hope you're enjoying this rather than worrying about checking the facts. Just let yourself get swept away in the music, which is the best part of it all, isn't it? Friends, I'm glad you're here. I thank Ulster Savings Bank for being a proud sponsor of the web stream so that you can all listen wherever you are at WKZE.com. All right. I'm going to do a couple breaks here, and then we'll get back to the music. Thanks for hanging with me, friends.
One, two, three. I was born up in the mountains. Raised up in a desert town, and I never saw the ocean. Till I was close to your age now. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see you. Angelo, ground is hard and the ground is dry. I'm gonna get my fill somehow. Rivers of corn and wheat and rye, or Shenandoah along the sea. Hey, 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 you rolling river, or Shenandoah on the sea. Hey, hey, hey. Red, red river valley, will she remember all the things we said? What's the chance that she'll remember? All those nights in the riverbed, or Shenandoah.
We just got clearance to do this one.
Oh, the streets of Rome are filled with rubble. Ancient footprints are everywhere. You could almost think that you're seeing double on a cold, dark night on the Spanish Stair. Gotta hurry on back to my hotel room, where I got me a date with Botticelli's niece. She promised she'd be right there with me when I paint my masterpiece. And all the hours were spent inside the Colosseum, dodging lions, yes, and wasting time. Oh, those mighty kings of the jungle, I can hardly stand to see them. Well, it sure has been a long, hard climb. The train wheels rolling through back of my memory, where I ran on. Someday, life will be sweet like a rhapsody when I paint my masterpiece bridge. Sail around the world in a dirty gondola. Oh, to be in the land of Coca-Cola. Well, I left Rome and I landed in Brussels on a flight so bumpy that I almost cried. Clergymen in uniform, young girls pulling muscles. Well, it sure has been a long, hard ride. Newspaper men eating candy. How to be held down by big police. Someday, everything gonna be different. Yes, it will. When I paint my masterpiece. And someday, everything gonna be different. Yes, it will. When I paint my masterpiece. My masterpiece.
Yeah. 98.1 KZE. Wow, those were absolutely awesome versions. I don't know if you know about that Tiny Desk concert that Bob Weir did with Wolf Brothers, and I just am in awe of that. The whole, he did about four songs, Apparently they were slotted for less time, but they went over, and I'm so glad they did. Let's see, that was March 2nd, 2020. Wow. That was March 2nd, 2020, right before the whole world shut down for the COVID. I'm so glad they got in there before that shut us down and we could experience that awesome, awesome version, or two songs right there, awesome versions of those songs. And friends, I'm going to play more of that probably next week, because there's some special things in the rest of that show. But I'll tell you now, we heard Only a River, which is a beautiful song from Blue Mountain. I know, I love that recording Bob Weir made. It's from a song written by Bob Weir and Josh Kaufman and Josh Ritter. And that intimate version, we had Don Was and Jay Lane joining. And those Wolf Brothers, what a special time we got to experience that. And then we heard Masterpiece right after that, which was a Bob Dylan song, another Bob Dylan song. And the version is beautiful, hearing Bobby just being able to express himself with such clarity around the vocals and the guitar, and just a beautiful moment in time we were lucky to experience. Friends, I'm really glad you're here with me. We're going to get back to more Bob Weir celebrations in just a bit. 98.1 KZE.
Thank you. child that rings that bell. May have one good ring, baby, you can't tell. One ring by night, one watch by day. You get to choose, listen to the music they play.
Roll away with you. sending storm. Before we blow you safely home, blow away the dew.
KZE. How about that? I wanted to find something that was joyful. I really got so much joy out of listening and even watching that. I can't say enough good things about that band. That's Bruce Hornsby's band with Bob Weir and Branford Marsalis joining in on Franklin's Tower, which is indeed a Garcia Hunter song. That was performed at All Good Festival, and it was an incredible time there, 2012. And the excitement is off the chain, so that's why I did it. I think it's worth it to share that excitement that Bobby gave us, the joy that moves us, right? Friends, thanks so much for being a part of the evening. I'm going to get back to some music in just a minute. Thank you.
Thank you. To the town of Owafria rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared ask the business, no one dared to make the slip. Stranger there among them had a big iron on his head. Big iron on his head. It was early in the morning when he rode to the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw who's running cane, the whisper from each other. And he's here to do some business with the big iron on his head.
Big iron on his head.
In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24. And the notches on his pistol numbered 1 in 94.
1 in 94.
Now the stranger started talking, made it plain the folks around. Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive from maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, but he was after Texas Red.
After Texas Red.
Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, man, the tribe before were dead. 20 men that tried to take him, 20 men that made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his head.
Big iron on his head.
Now the morning passed so quickly, and it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death.
About to meet his death.
There was 20 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the rangers still talked about today. Texas Red is not clearly there, their bloody barely ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his head.
Big iron on his head.
It was over in a moment and the crowd all gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but it made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his head.
Big iron on his head. Big iron, big iron.
When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his head.
Big iron on his head.
KZE, this is Covered in Dead. Thanks, friends, for tuning in and for rolling with the change of the normal format, or I should say the usual format. I do want to just continue my loving and sharing in the joy of all things Bob Weir, and I'm so grateful for all the music he left us. There's a couple of really fun ones right there. We did hear Dead & Co. performing Box of Rain with special guest Graham Lesh. That was from August 1st. 2025, celebrating 60 years of the Grateful Dead, and what a time that was at Golden Gate Park, a special celebration, and that had our friend Graham Lesh singing Box of Rain. Box of Rain, of course, written by his father, Phil Lesh, and Robert Hunter, and that was from American Beauty, and a wonderful version that was. After that, we heard Marty Robbins' song Big Iron, performed by Kingfish. That was 2776 at the Winterland Coliseum. And what a good show that was. What a good time that was. I'm just very appreciative to those recordings now more than ever. Thanks for tuning in with us. I want to let you know about our sponsors and how much they do for this show. We couldn't be here without the sponsors, and I'm so glad I have them to support Covered in Dead in all the ways. And there has just been an enormous support from all of our sponsors. Heady Teddy's, 57 Main Street, New Paltz, the Hudson Valley's best selection of officially licensed Grateful Dead memorabilia, apparel, gifts, and more online at HeadyTeddy's.com. Montano's Shoe Store, over 100 years at 77 Partition Street in Saugerties. Montano'sShoeStore.com. SCR Fence, design and installation of gates and fences for your home, farm, or business. For service, commitment, and reliability, visit scrfence.com. And our friends at Lark Hall, live music, bar, coffee house, and restaurant on Hudson Street in Albany, larkhallalbany.com. Friends, thank you so much for tuning in. A big thanks again to all my sponsors, Heady Teddy's, Montana Shoe Store, SCR Fence, Lark Hall. And the biggest thanks to 98.1 KZE for giving me the opportunity to be here with you all every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, and I appreciate y'all tuning in.